Reading for May 3rd, entitled, In the World, But Not of the World. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. John chapter 15, verse 19. The Lord our Savior knew every phase of experience his disciples would meet and all the conflicts they would experience. The Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. John chapter 15, verse 18. We must not as Christians become fretful and impatient over coming in contact with worldly men. They have not the belief of the truth, and whatever they say or do, keep your temper. Every time you allow your feelings to become irritated, you manifest in your words that you have not that faith that works by love and sanctifies the soul. You have personal pride and a large stock of self-sufficiency, and you are not in any case prepared to connect together in business capacity or even as Christians, because your own attributes of character are not of the Bible order to retain your position as partners. Christians can maintain an untarnished reputation if they are Christians, which means Christ-like. God has made every provision that through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they should not fail or be discouraged in a dark, troubled future which he knew must come. The Lord Jesus Christ is grieved for his disciples that they must pass through manifold afflictions from the world. He prepares them for that time of trial, of great temptation to lose their faith, by presenting before their minds the hopeful part of the future. He must mingle the bright, hopeful lines with the dark. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Verse 26. Then he tells them that they will also cooperate with the Holy Spirit. The great source of their strength, which is our changeless consolation and hope and courage, would ever be within their reach. They were to be Christ's witnesses. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Verse 27. They should be his faithful representatives to an apostate world. While in the world, they are not to be of the world, but bear a faithful testimony against the evil that is working in worldly policy plans contrary to the truth and righteousness. Taken from Manuscript 80, dated May 3, 1893, entitled Diary.